faces and safety lanterns proclaimed themselves as miners. The rest were women of the labouring class, local shopkeepers, two burly individuals in police uniform, and a young man, fresh-faced, large-eyed and smiling. A young man clearly of a sociable and possibly a simple disposition.
Pardon me, friend. You speaking to me?
Did he say it was Vermissa next?
No.
I haven't missed it, have I? Vermissa.
You haven't missed it.
Ah, good, good.
I thought I might have.
It's a dark night. What did you say? It's a dark night. And dark nights are unpleasant. Yes. For strangers to travel.
Put it there, brother.
Oh, brother.
Vermissa's another two stops.
Thank you, friend.
And the young man turned his grey eyes to the window and stared out into the night. The flames of furnaces roared and leapt in the darkness, and against their lurid background, dark shapes were bending and straining, twisting and turning. Winch and windlass moving to the rhythm of an eternal clank and roar.
You know what? I guess hell must look something like that.